And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Governor Pat McCrory said recently that a bill allegedly designed to protect religious freedom by allowing discrimination against gay people makes no sense and that he would not sign it. But McCrory did not say he would veto the bill. After the General Assembly passed legislation last session banning Sharia law, McCrory publicly questioned the need for the legislation, but allowed it to become law anyway without his signature. He could do the same thing with the discrimination bill, and let's hope not. The misnamed Religious Freedom Act harkens back to the civil rights era when segregationists fought to retain the right to discriminate against African Americans in public accommodations. If the proposal passes, McCrory will have to decide. Does he want to stand with the 21st century version of the segregationist or stand up for human rights in a more enlightened state? Simply saying he opposes the bill isn't enough. He needs to make it clear he will veto it and force legislative leaders to try to override him, making them go to extraordinary lengths to allow discrimination against thousands of people in the communities they represent. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.